Rhode Island School District reinstates teacher who mocked Charlie Kirk assassination. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 27, 2025. A Rhode Island high school teacher who was placed on leave after he posted a video mocking Charlie Kirk's assassination and calling the Turning Point USA founder garbage is set to return to the classroom, despite being found in violation of school district policy. Social studies teacher Benjamin Fillow, who works at Barrington High School in Barrington, Rhode Island, where students recently launched a Turning Point USA chapter, will be reinstated at the school, according to an email obtained by Fox News. In the email, Barrington Public Schools Interim Superintendent Bob Mitchell, who acknowledged that Fillow had violated the school district's social media policy, said the teacher will nonetheless be returning to the classroom. The high school teacher at the center of the recent district independent investigation will be returning to the classroom on December 1, Mitchell's email read. The Barrington School Committee noted that an investigation into Fillow by an experienced third-party attorney with deep expertise in First Amendment law, public school policy, and employee conduct concluded that the teacher violated the district's social media policy, resulting in substantial disruption to the district. Shortly after Kirk's assassination on September 10, Fillow posted a video to social media sharing that he had little to no sympathy for Charlie Kirk, before spreading false claims that the Turning Point USA founder hated the LGBTQ community, women's rights, and democracy. Watch below. In his video, Fillow went on to call Kirk a piece of garbage, before cheerfully adding, "This is what happens," seemingly conveying that he believes it is normal and natural for a conservative public figure to be assassinated while speaking on a college campus in the United States. The high school teacher, who was placed on administrative leave after the footage went viral, also ended his video, declaring, "Bye, Charlie," as a smile played at his lips. As Breitbart News reported, Barrington High School students responded to Fillow's remarks by launching their own Turning Point USA chapter at the school. In his Friday email, Mitchell acknowledged that Fillow mocking Kirk's assassination has caused controversy, stating, "It's no secret that over the last 2 months, our district has been thrust into national conversations." The interim superintendent also turned the tables on the narrative, claiming students and our school community members have been exposed to online hostility, which he suggested fostered a more challenging and distracting education environment. Mitchell added that the school is increasing security measures. "We want students, families, and staff to feel safe and supported as we transition back to routine school operations that continue the outstanding work of our district," he said. District spokesperson Sarah Dell told Fox News that the school is working closely with the Barrington Police Department, which is coordinating with local, state, and federal partners to ensure the safety of our school community. "Given the widespread attention on this issue, all inbound communication is being carefully monitored, and any concerns are being flagged and addressed immediately in coordination with police. Safety remains our top priority," she added. Dell also acknowledged that some families may wish to speak with their school administrators about their students' needs, and the school will work with them to ensure appropriate support, including class placements. The district spokesperson then suggested concerned students seek counseling and mental health services. "We recognize that members of our community may hold differing and strongly felt views, and we remain committed to supporting every Barrington student and family. Our focus is on safety, stability, and helping the district move forward," Dell added. The Barrington School Committee, meanwhile, cited concerns about backlash from teachers' unions, suggesting it didn't want to deal with the financial implications of a potential lawsuit. The National Education Association has indicated its intent to pursue aggressive litigation against the district and against individual administrators and school committee members personally if the district took actions they deemed not satisfactory, the committee said. The financial implications of those lawsuits would reach into several hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars, while risking the important search and retention of permanent administrative leadership in our district at a time when stability is essential, they added. Heather Ryan, a parent of a ninth grader at Barrington High School, told Fox News she is dismayed by the decision to reinstate Fillow. "It is a true tragedy to see a teacher permitted to violate multiple school district policies and stroll back to work after a paid vacation," Ryan said. celebrating political assassinations is psychotic and deserving of no accolades. My family and I are deeply disturbed but understand that left-wing unions and organizations are threatening personal attacks on our district administration and elected officials, she added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.